Well, Nick, let's just begin by reflecting on the playoffs. A first round that was special for your team, a difficult challenge in round number two. What did you see overall?
It was a process this season, and we made leaps and jumps this season, and it's great that we even made playoffs and jumped from last year, and huge that we won the first round. Is an absolute battle, and you got to give it up to Rockford. They're a phenomenal team, and they just they play better.
You know, it's interesting. Before the playoffs, we talked about your experience in Portland, how much you love those types of hockey games and being in that environment. And you looked like you were comfortable again, jumping right in and getting that battle level way up and the intensity. And I wondered about the work you guys were able to do as a team going into Grand Rapids after losing 5-1 in Game 2.
Yeah, I think it's playoffs is fun. It was so much fun to battle. And the group we have, it's just an awesome group of guys. And we battle. We tried our best, and I was proud of the guys in the first round, and I just wish we had more in the tank.
How would you describe this season for the team with some of the great runs you went on as a group and some of the challenges in the second half of the year?
I think the best word was just fun. It was just a pleasure to come to the rink every morning. The characters in the room were just unbelievable. There was no really down days. Even if we lost 2-3 in a row, like, everyone come to the rink smiling. We'd get on each other. There was battles in the room, and it just made us a close group.
Why was it that way? Was the personality mix just right as far as the leaders and some of the younger guys?
I think we had every type of personality in the room, and I think when you have that, it brings everyone together.
You know, it would be easy for you to come down to the American Hockey League and be a disappointed player and maybe drag your tail around a little bit. 52 points in 52 games, the most productive you've ever been in the American Hockey League. What was the key for you to be able to just put whatever concerns you had aside and perform at your best?
Just find your game, find your confidence, feeling comfortable. And consistency is huge. So, there was times where you weren't getting a point for a few games, and it's not the end of the world. You just battle back and do whatever you can to help the team win, and doesn't matter who you're playing with. It was fun. It was just a fun year, and I think consistency is probably the best word you can put it.
Is that the biggest difference for you in terms of where you've gotten to as your time as a pro has moved along?
Yeah, just becoming a more mature pro and finding a more of a full game, I'd say, for a skill guy. So I'm happy with how the year went, and I'm excited to get some rest and regroup and recharge and, see what happens.
Topic that everybody is talking about here today, Darren Kramer announcing his retirement from the game after 6 years, 3 years in this organization. What does the experience of playing with Darren Kramer mean to you?
It's kind of hard to put in words. I told him last night we were together, and he's probably, one of the best teammates I've ever played with. And I'm not talking about on the ice. I'm just talking about in the room and what he provided for us and the type of character he is and his beliefs and just his whole outlook on life is I've learned so much this year. And I know whatever he does in Peace River, Alberta, he's going to be fine. And just proud of him and proud of what he's done for us. And it's hard to keep this one short because there's so many good things to say, but probably one of the best people I've ever met.